In this bulletin, New South Wales records 24 new local COVID-19 cases. Calls for a dramatic cut in the returning traveller cap. And in sport, complaints about the grass at Wimbledon. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Health officials are concerned people in New South Wales are failing to minimise their movements during the Sydney lockdown, and they warn that could undermine its success. Several of the 24 new local COVID-19 infections announced today attended workplaces while experiencing symptoms. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged people not to leave home if they're unwell.
Can I make this point very clear? We are in the middle of a pandemic, and my priority and the priority of my government is 8 million citizens. That will be the focus.
Queensland health officials have recorded two new local coronavirus cases as the state's southeast, Townsville, Magnetic Island and Palm Island prepare to end their lockdowns on Friday night. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the health systems are stretched and the state is running low on hotels available for traveller quarantine.
This virus is incredibly contagious. It is the Delta virus. Our hotels were not built to contain it, and obviously you see that our hospitals are not built to contain it either.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham insists Australians are confident about vaccines, despite mixed information on the AstraZeneca jab. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has advised people under 40 years old to talk to their GP about receiving the AstraZeneca shot. But the health advice states Pfizer is the recommended jab for people under 60. Senator Birmingham has accused officials in Queensland of scaremongering, calling for a calm and rational approach to vaccine information.
So it really is a matter for individuals to talk to their GPs, who will be best placed to understand their individual circumstances and to interpret the health advice available.
Authorities have detected one new coronavirus case in the Northern Territory, who's a man from the Tanami mine and is a close contact of another infection. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the latest case initially had a negative test result, highlighting the need to be highly cautious about COVID-19.
It's more proof that with the Delta strain, we cannot rely on the first test to give us comfort. But because this man's first result was negative, and because he's been in controlled isolation since the weekend, there is no reason to believe he was infectious during his very limited time in the community.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is pushing for a dramatic drop in the number of Australians returning from overseas. He says he'll argue for a 50 to 80% reduction in return travellers at tomorrow's National Cabinet meeting.
My view is that it is better to lock some people out than to lock everyone down. We have it within our power to dramatically reduce the number of people who are coming back just for these next 3 or 4 months until we get a critical mass of people with a jab, protection for the community, including the vulnerable, and then we have more tools, we have more options.
United States entertainer Bill Cosby has made his first public appearance since being released from prison after a court overturned his sexual assault conviction. The 83-year-old was found guilty of sexual assault in 2018, but a majority of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has now found that a state prosecutor struck a deal with Cosby's lawyers in 2005 to prevent him from being charged in the case. His lawyer, Jennifer Bongean, says she's thrilled her client's been released.
I want to say this about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They demonstrated that they were impervious to the court of public opinion, which, frankly, the lower courts were not. We knew all along he never should have been prosecuted for this. He had every right to rely on the prosecutor's word. And they pulled the rug out from underneath him because of politics, because of the court of public opinion, and that is not how our system should operate.
To sport, and Australian tennis player Jordan Thompson has criticised the grass courts at Wimbledon. The 27-year-old says they're ridiculously slow this year. Thompson secured a win at the All England Club against world number 14 Norwegian player Casper Ruud. Fellow Australian Nick Kyrgios also won his first round match against Frenchman Hugo Humbert in 5 sets. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 19, Adelaide showers 13, Melbourne showers increasing 15, Hobart partly cloudy 15. Canberra, shower or 2:13. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, possible shower, 20. Newcastle, shower or 2:20. Brisbane, rain, 20 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. Darwin, sunny, 33. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.